Okay, everybody. We're going to call our May Personnel Committee to order. We've got a couple items of new business. We've got proposed ordinance 25 appropriation for the Sheriff's Office, a reclassification and salary increase. I'll take a motion to put that on the table for discussion.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Counselor, can you give us a quick reading of 2515?
Absolutely. Proposal Bill 25-15, sponsored by Chris Kendrick, meeting Act of 24, John Salter, State of Arkansas, and ordinance to be entitled, ordinance to reclassify job title to amend and supplement Fulton County Ordinance 24-25, dated November 2024, and to declare an emergency.
Thank you, sir. Sheriff, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you on this one. If you want to just give us an overview about this position and what you're wanting to do with it. And then
just appreciate it. And Court, thank you guys. As well, I will be the last person that's going to speak about IT. I promise you. I've got a smart TV, and I've been the last 3 days trying to figure out how to plug my car in. Because they don't have any hope. So, anyway, I'm the last person in the world to speak about IT, but I can tell you when we have a problem, I'm the first one to host about it. And we have this position that is vacant or becoming vacant. And it's all due to a lot of it is because of the position, the amount of work that the job description states, plus in a whole another 3 or 4 page list. I'm hoping that all of you have got that of what I'm going to say, Brent. That Brent's been here, he's working, he's been offered another position. And I can't say that I blame him. We as the Sheriff's Department have really failed in trying to keep our at least that one position in IT. We've done an excellent job, I think, across the board. This is one of the holes we've had that I knew that someday we was going to have to deal with, and so here we are. We've done some research out in the counties with the other counties, departments. We've looked at some third party. We've got some information on them as well. We spoke briefly with the county about, at one time the county IT was kind of overseeing all of the sheriff's department at once upon a time, but I think previous sheriffs eliminated that, and probably rightfully so, depending on circumstances. But we've got some options, but I will tell you the best option, the cheapest option that we're going to be, after kind of looking at all of them in a nutshell, from 30,000 foot view. The cheapest option and probably the best option that we've got is to be able to pay that position a salary that is worth evidently what IT is around this state of Arkansas anyway. Remember where we're Chad. So with that said, I'm going to leave that as it is. Chad may have a few things to share. If y'all got questions, I probably will go directly to the questions. And also Angie as well. And I think Brent's here to answer any questions if need be as well on the reference to the IT and what we have to deal with. So with that, I'll leave that alone, and Chad or we'll all be here for questions.
Okay. Chief, you got anything?
So I figured the question would come up about the salary survey. As y'all are well aware, we're the fourth largest county in the state of Arkansas, and we're the largest of the Class 6 counties. Kind of some of the things we ran into is the other Class 6 counties don't really have a designated IT for sheriff's offices. So they may, Craig Head County, yeah, they have a position paid in $61,000, but they also have a third party as well. And a lot of the other counties, Class 6, have a third party. So that's why we we had to pull from, you know, the class seven. And I know it's a on a larger scale, just to give you some reference of other counties like Pulaski County. Pulaski County has an IT director for every county office, and each county office is paying about $105,000. Well, their sheriff's office's IT is $120,000. So that kind of gives you a perspective of the sheriff's office versus not, you know, other county offices as far as, and I think we're running, I don't know, a couple hundred computers, 16 to 18 servers, if I, you know, off the top of my head. So if you look at the salary survey, you see some larger counties, that's why. It was just hard to compare class six and, you know, our own county. We have a county IT that's paying a comparable salary to what we're requesting.
I guess just a couple of comments on this. I know Craighead, I was looking at that one, and like Chief said, they do have one position. They've actually got a couple of IT positions listed there. I saw that in their survey. So they've got one individual. And one question I did ask when I was researching this is, you know, does this throw anything off balance with the other county departments? And just for the committee to know, this would bring it the sheriff's office IT director, manager, whatever you want to call that position there, would bring it up to the equivalent to what Faulkner for our county IT. So it's not going to throw anything off balance as far as that, and it matches that IT position as well. I think probably one of the unique things, and Chief, you can probably speak to this, is that unlike a lot of things that might be able to wait till tomorrow if something breaks, this is a 24-hour position. So it's if something breaks in the middle of the night, if they get called out, something's going on, that this IT manager position might have to get up and go out and address that. And just like, it's one of those, we don't necessarily look at the individual filling that role. We need to look at it as the position itself, and it could be filled by anybody within that. So that's just something we always keep that in mind when we're looking at these. So I'll go ahead and open it up to the committee.
Chair. Chris, I was curious. I know there's a lot of crimes going online on the computer now, a lot of fraud and that kind of thing. How much is this new position going to be involved in that, or is he just keeping the equipment?
Well, it's not a new position. It's a position we already have. We're just putting it at a comparable salary. What's unique about our IT department currently is our IT has been filled by somebody that's also a dual role as a law enforcement officer that's been able to go work the street, that has knowledge of law enforcement, so but that because of, hey, such and such is not working, they have a broader view. So we do have projects coming up. We have Southern Software. We have the Rapid, the $1 million grant that the court approved us to get for Rapid DNA. There's a lot of IT technology that's going to come with implementing that process for our county. So there is some dual roles there, but it's not a new position. We have a position.
Any other questions or comments from the committee? Going once, going twice? Okay. Chief, thank you. Sheriff, thank you. I'll take a motion to forward this to Budget and Finance for consideration. Got a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. We're forwarding proposed ordinance 2515 to Budget and Finance. Okay. Next up, we've got proposed ordinance 25-16. Council, can you give me a quick reading on that?
Proposed ordinance 25-16 being enacted by the Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, the ordinance being titled an ordinance to create two full-time positions in the Faulkner County Library Department and declare an emergency.
Thank you, Counselor. Mr. McGraw, I'll open it up for you. This is for the library.
First of all, thank you all for your past support. Last year, you gave me an extra full-time person, and that was extremely timely. Our numbers went up 20% last year from 320,000 businesses. 180,000 visits. That's why I have an extra body. Last December, you gave us all very generous raises to get our salaries comparable to other Class 6 counties. By this time last year, I had 10% turnover. I've had nobody leave since last December. I think some of that's due to y'all's support. Maybe everybody could have a pay for what to do. Now, I'm asking for two things. The Guy Library, you opened that up last July. It has done extremely well, better than I dared hope. We've been staffing two part-time staffers. I would like to make the branch manager of the Guy Library a full-time branch manager, much like the other branch managers are throughout the rest of the county. She's doing amazing work. She has been instrumental in getting this library open, and she is probably working a lot more hours than she's actually putting on the time clock, but that's just her and her job, I suppose. Tish has been doing an amazing job, and I'd like to see Tish made a full-time person so that she can get the recognition she deserves and benefits that she deserves for doing a full-time job. Second thing is the marketing position. We have at current about 245 programs doing every single month. We are seeing roughly 4,600 people come in every month for library programs. We have roughly 18 people across Faulkner County doing marketing and promoting for their programs. I think we could have more turnout if we had somebody more in charge, somebody more professional. It would be much more efficient if we had somebody handling marketing for us full time. We checked in with the other smaller Clatsop County, like the sheriff said, we are the largest Clatsop County. We checked in with our peers. They all have marketing teams that are 3 to 4 people. And so the salary survey you have reflects what the managers of those 3 to 4 person teams are earning. It is true that the proposed marketing position I'm suggesting would not be managing people directly, but would still be managing some people who are still going to handle some of these tasks. You cannot literally give the work of 18 people to one person, but she will certainly be doing the job with 3 or 4 people, I believe. So while she's not doing any management stuff, I think those are comparable salaries for the position.
Just 1 second, Mr. McGraw. This was a clerical thing on my part. I'll take a motion to put this on the table for the court to discuss. Got a second? Motion and a second. Sorry about that.
No,
okay.
Thank you very much.
Any questions for Mr. McGraw on these positions?
Could you be kind of a little more specific about what the marketing manager is going to do?
Oh, they'll do a million different things. There is a job description I'm really attached, but it's everything from getting graphics produced for promoting materials, newspaper ads, online ads. We have very successful social media marketing, but it's all over the place. The branches handle their own marketing. The branches sometimes struggle and fail to get things in calendars where we can roughly 30,000 people visit the website every month. They can get calendars there if there's stuff in there for them to see that there's been something on. We're about to hit the summer season, and in the summer season, we can expect about 35,000 to 50,000 visits per month. And we are needing to get the word out about the activities that we have in order for people to show forth. So it will involve everything from promoting material online, materials in the newspaper, making sure there are graphics produced in house and online to say what's happening and when it's happening, and for it all to look the same. So if you see a poster, we have a lot of issues with people not knowing where it's happening because Mayflower may not put Mayflower on the poster. So people are wondering commonly maybe look for a program that's happening elsewhere. It's not very efficient, it's not very professionally handled at all levels right now. If I had a marketing manager, they would be in charge of making sure that everything said where things are happening, when things are happening, and what is happening.
So they will be handling the marketing for all the different branches of our library system?
Yes, and they would also just be in charge of communicating with newspapers and things like that. When we're having a crisis, we have occasionally need to speak to the press, and it would be great to have somebody besides myself making sure that those communications are direct to the point for the profession.
And how's the Guy Library been going? I know that's one of our more recent additions. How I'm assuming well, since we're trying to expand this.
I really didn't plan to put a full-timer in there originally because I wasn't exactly sure how much overlap to do with the Twin Girls Library. Twin Girls Library has a very robust culture for their large crowds are there every afternoon after school. I thought I might be stealing from Twin Girls when I was in the guy, but it's really a whole different crowd. They're really aiming at teenagers. really having adults is at the moment outperforming two of my other branches, and it's only going to improve my odds.
Good. Any other questions or comments?
How is this new position going to affect your budget?
I have specified that it's going to be like county general. I have ample money to pay these positions. I just need your permission to do it.
You assure me, so I will point out that when I'm talking about county general money, this is the library fund. That's where coming out of.
So. A lot, the revenue in the middle has been fantastic. I can easily afford these two positions. I should probably ask for something else, but we'll talk about that soon.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you, Mr. McGraw.
Thank you.
I'll take a motion to forward this to Budget and Finance for consideration.
So moved.
Go ahead. Have a second.
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Thank you. Okay. And the last item of business is for our criminal court appointments to the Equalization Board. And I know we've got several applicants here, so Judge, do you want to speak to these, or do you want to have Mr. Murphy, or how do we want to handle it?
Well, there should be two applicants and two openings. Am I correct on that, Mr. Murphy?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So there are two, so we're talking about the Equalization Board. There should be two openings that the Coral Court is responsible for making the appointment on. And there is a hierarchy by statute of what you're supposed to look for. I think it starts off with Smurf and Gregory, but I believe you're supposed to look first for appraiser, and then a real estate broker, if no appraiser, and then that will say so on. So there are two applicants that we received that are, A, one is an appraiser, secondly, there's a real estate broker. Now, if there were some others that were not appraisers, brokers are not aware of them, because that's the hierarchy that you're supposed to look to. And one of them is Mr. Steve Beans. He is an appraiser, very well qualified to look through his paperwork. He's retired, recently retired, and wants to serve his family. The next is Linda Budget, should be a name with which you're familiar. She has served a number of years as your appointee. She's a real estate broker. You have to take any questions or refer questions to Mr. Murphy if I'm not able to answer.
Mr. Kendrick, if I may,
go ahead.
It might be helpful because one of the appointments is a interim appointment. So we had a gentleman by the name of Kent Baker, who is an appraiser and served as a Coroner Court appointee for the last 7 years. He resigned from his position. There's 1 year remaining on his term.
Okay.
So, in order to have a precise track record or something we can keep up with, it would be helpful for this committee to make a motion to basically replace Mr. Baker with one of the applicants. I might suggest that it be Mr. Means because you're replacing essentially an appraiser with an appraiser, but that's up to y'all. And then to make another motion for your full 3-year term appointment, which is with whichever applicant, but that has been previously filled by Ms. Mudgett. So
okay.
You have two appointments to make, once for 1 year, once for 3 years.
Okay. Any questions or comments?
If we move to appoint Mr. Maines to the 1 year term, is he still eligible to be reappointed when that 1 year's up?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. So we'll do these separately since there's two applications. I'll take a motion to replace Mr. Baker's slot with Mr. Means.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Okay. And the second motion, I'll take a motion to reappoint Ms. Mudgett to her role on the EQ board.
So moved.
Do I have a second? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, the ayes have it. Both of them are reappointed. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you.
I do not have anything else for the committee. Is there anything else y'all have? Any announcements? Okay. Thank you, everybody. We're adjourned.